The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayabhadraka Swami on April 2nd, 1995, during the safari at the location of Ramakeli.
Sanatan Goswami was the Prime Minister and Rupa Goswami was the Finance Minister, I believe, or vice versa. Forget which minister. And I think Sanatan was the Prime Minister because Rupa Goswami got away first. So the capital of the empire at that time was Goud. This is known as Gouda Desh. Gouda is the name of this empire of that period. And the capital Goud, or Gouda, is just 3 kilometers from here. In fact, we can go there and see the ruins of Gouda so you can get a historical reference. This was the personal residence of Rupa and Sanatan. Although they had taken the names of Dabir Kash and Sakir Malik, but in their house they were continuing all their devotional activities. They're coming in the family of Brahmanas. Originally, 7 generations earlier, their forefathers had been kings of Karnataka who had moved to Bengal, who had a kingdom in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Prabhupada's book, in southern Bengal. Then after 3 generations, their forefathers became Brahmanas, and they were given some villages in what is now known as Jessore district of Bangladesh. And in that district, Rupa and Sanatana appeared, but then they came here and resided here. So in the Bhakti Ratnakara, it mentions how they came, how the father of, how Chaitanya, the father of Srinivas Acharya, he had come to see Rupa and Sanatan and Ramakeli. And that time, at that time he was 9 years old or 12 years old, and he came with his father, and he remembered that there was a huge crowd of Brahmanas coming here from Navadvip. At that time, in this kingdom, Navadvip was the center of learning in almost the whole India. So how is it possible under the Mughal rule that there will be so much promotion of Brahmanism and learning, of Vedic learning? So this was being supported by Rupa and Sanatana, and the Brahmanas were coming and getting dakshin, donations from them. So, as a Brahmin, also the father of Chaitanya Das came, and he also got some donation for doing his activities. Brahmanas, it said at that time, just like ants are going for the sugar, they were like lined up to come. And he saw how they were reading from the Bhagavatam, they were having regular Bhagavatam classes, and so many Brahmanas were there, surrounded by very erudite pandit. So though superficially they were maintaining a certain profile for the government, aristocracy in the Mughal court, at the same time they were also maintaining in their private life the spiritual activities. This is an example of Jukta Vairagya, which is many times cited. Now in the modern world, some people had to take jobs in the banks, jobs in different occupations. At the same time, they want to practice their Krishna consciousness. So Rupa and Sanatana showed how to do that in their grihastha life, how to have an outside occupation which might appear to be contradictory, but then utilize that for promoting Krishna consciousness by profusely supporting the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. So when Lord Chaitanya, he came here on his way to Vrindavan, at that time he saw Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. What Before he saw Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, he was here outside, he was in this area chanting and having big kirtans. And so there's such a huge kirtan going on that literally tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people were just coming. So naturally the intelligence of the emperor reported that, you know, just under your nose is some Hindu mendicant in there who thousands and thousands of people are there. So then the emperor, he called one of the Hindu ministers and he asked, who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So the Hindu minister wanted to play it down because he didn't want to, he was afraid, what if the Mughal ruler does something against Lord Chaitanya? He said, no, he's just, he's a Hindu fakir. And the Mohammedans have these fakirs who are like wandering mendicants that go around and darvish or something. So, but Hussein Shah, he didn't agree with that. He said that, no, I don't think this is true. So then the minister asked him, well, since you're the emperor and you are the representative of God, emperors and kings are considered to be administratively representing the Lord, is supposed to protect their citizens like the Lord is protecting everyone. And that was the custom, that they would address the monarchs in the past, in India at least, to call them Nayadeva. And they're a demigod amongst men. They got so much power to punish or to reward people, in those days at least. So he said, since you're an Nayadeva, why don't you ask yourself and you tell us what you think. So then the emperor, he asked himself and he said, I think that Lord Chaitanya is not different from Hoda. He's not different from Allah, in other words. So it was very surprising to the minister. Then he said, well, why do you think like that? He said, no, because if he's not, but someone who's not different from Allah can do what he's doing. Why are all you people working for me? Why are you working so hard? Because we respect you and you're the ruler and it's our duty. He said, no, it's because I pay you. If I didn't pay you your salary, who would work for me? My generals, my ministers, my governors, the stable boys, nobody would work for me if I didn't pay them all. I don't even know if my wife would stay with me if I didn't give her many material things. But this Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't give anybody anything. He doesn't have any material possession. He doesn't give anything material to people, but why they're all running after him? Everyone is leaving everything and going after him. And he's not giving them anything material. Therefore, he must be non-different from Allah, because only Allah has the power to satisfy people without giving material things. So all these things are going on while Lord Chaitanya was doing his kirtan here. He's still looking. I'll tell a few more pastimes, won't I? So while Lord Chaitanya was doing the kirtan, So the minister was worried, you know, that maybe the chronology is not right, but maybe this was before all the questioning. The minister sent over one messenger to tell Lord Chaitanya that he's only 3 kilometers from the palace of the emperor, and therefore he should move away. It's too dangerous to be chanting such a big crowd so close to the Mughal emperor, who is known to have broken temples and things like that. So the messenger went, but he was waiting for the time to see Lord Chaitanya, but the kirtan was going on from morning till night. You know, they'd occasionally take a break. One member would go out, take a bath, take some prasad, come back and join the kirtan. There was like never any time. They were just completely, intensely busy with the kirtan. Couldn't find one gap. Finally, after 2 days, trying to see Lord Chaitanya, and just finding, you know, huge crowds of people and the big kirtan going on, and finally, he started telling the people, "Hey, what are you guys doing? You're all chanting. You don't know the Mughal rule is right there. How could you be chanting like this? What happens if he gets angry?" So the people start getting like paranoid, you know. It's like, because he was going around and inciting them. And then like the ecstasy was getting dim because people, Hare Krishna, you know, started getting like fear. So then Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan and he announced, "Look, for any of you who have any doubt about this, I know that I'm 3 kilometers away, 2 miles away from the palace of the emperor, and I have absolutely no fear at all. Krishna will protect us. And just go on chanting Hare Krishna and don't worry about anything." And then another Devi Holokana. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya was chanting, creating a big sensation here. And then he met Rupa and Sanatan Goswami in a private place. At that time, Rupa and Sanatan, from a distance, they put the straw in their teeth and they bowed down at a distance, paying their obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. And Tobe Rama Kele Gami Prabhu Joy Chekela Nata Shala Haite Prabhu Puna Firi Aila. The Lord then visited a village known as Ramakeli and a place known as Kanai Nashala. From there he returned to Shantipur. This is just giving the synopsis. Anyway, so then they offered their prayers with very great humility, saying, we're so fallen. We are more fallen than and more unfortunate than Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai were great souls. They were born in Navadvip Dham. They were Dham Vasis. And they were born in a Brahmana family. But we were become employees of the Mughal government. And therefore we have lost all our good qualities. And we are neither born also in the Dham. So very much unfortunate. And therefore we need your mercy more than anyone. Your Pratit Pavana. So in this way they are very humbly putting themselves before the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, he said, "You're breaking my heart. You're actually breaking my heart with your humility. There's no one more humble." Here there's a prime minister and the finance minister bowing down with a straw in their mouth before Lord Chaitanya, saying they're more fallen than Jagai Madai. You know how normally these prime ministers are pretty puffed up, but here they're before the Lord. They were completely humble, pure Vaishnavas. The Lord, they're begging the Lord Chaitanya for his mercy. "Please accept them." So he touched his lotus feet on their head and gave them the name Rupa and Sanatana. He initiated them. And he said, "Actually, I come here just to see you too." At that time, the younger brother Anupam was also here, the father of Jiva Goswami. So all these different pastimes and many other pastimes happened here. Lord Chaitanya was here maybe 10 days. Around this house, there are different kundas. That time they constructed Radha Kunda, Shama Kunda, and a kunda for each of the 8 gopis. At present, Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda, they're visible right over here, and the kundas for the other gopis. I think 6 or 7 of the 8 gopis kundas are still visible. One or two kundas is missing. Jiva Goswami's temple is right now being prepared by Maharaj as the manager of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. And he can tell something now about Ramakili. All the 8 kundas are known where they are, and 6 are still in the shape of ponds, but the other 2 are the places known. That means Lalita Sakhi, Lalita Visakha, Champaka Lota, Chitra Devi, Tunga Bhadra, and the Induleka, Ranga Devi, and Sudevi. All their kundas are also here. Also, Rupa had a very big lake dug, which is known as Rupsanathan Sagar, which is as the sea of Rupa and Sanatan, which is just across the street over there. And we can take our midday bath in Rupsanathan Sagar. Now His Holiness Bhakti Vrijananda Maharaj has requested that Subhag Swami Maharaj kindly, and like you've been working here in Ramakeli, so you can give some of the hidden details.
This is a wonderful place. You can see, as Maharaj more or less told you everything, what I know and what I don't know.
I said something you didn't know.
Can't remember sometimes. So this is called also Vrindavan, Gupta Vrindavan. And deities worshipped by Rupa Goswami, all these things are here. Devotees are coming. Many times have been coming here. And as Maharaj says, many sarovar or lakes there. Rup sarovar, something like a Rup Sagar. Many kundas here. So, no, you will like it very much if you go by vehicle. There are some places where they used to have their courts, offices, because one of them were finance minister, one of them were prime minister. Actually, the king, Badshah, emperor, he used to go for hunting. The 2 brothers actually is running the whole country. So when they left, and especially Sanatan was pretending to be sick, and after some time he suspected and sent his men to see what sort of sickness he has. And his men told, actually he is not sick. With 20 other big scholars, he is relishing Srimad Bhagavatam there in his house. And also Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami's place is there. One of them, Sanatan, was, then after that, he put him behind the bar. They said, still that jail is there. You go and see, all those places are still there. That building is still there. And what he did is, he bribed the jailer. I said, tell him that I was going out to the toilet, and though he was handcuffed or something like that, I said, when he went toward the river, and suddenly he jumped and disappeared. Actually, he gave him money. He promised him that I'll give you this much gold coins, and then he said, what shall I tell? Then I will be sent to jail. And he said, no, you tell the story. And you know that when you are coming from Kanai Natsala, you saw a few range, mountain range. The one place, as Gauranga Prabhu said, that when Sanatana Goswami is going, at that time it was full of jungles actually. When he was going, he was staying in one inn. The innkeeper was in charge, was treating him with so much love and affection, that at once Sanatan suspected something fishy. So he said, somebody was with him, he said, do you have some money with you? Gold? Why? So he's treating me something I can hardly expect, the way I don't know him. Tell me, what you have got? He said, I have got, yes, some gold coins, lot of. I said, at once, I called the innkeeper and says, thank you very much for the shelter you have given. we like to give him some present. What's that? He gave him a gold coin. Actually, that in charge of the kihin, he had a astrologer, and he calculated that this person came with another servant with him. He has got gold coins, so we'll kill him tonight and take away everything. So first of all, feed him very nicely with love and affection, extra money. So, but Sanatana Goswami is a minister. He can understand all these things. He's a very intelligent person. He at once could understand why he's treating us so. Love and affection, I don't know him. So on. I said, alright, take it, we are sadhu. Now, please help us to cross this mountain so that I can go away, so that I can be within the grip of the king. Then they took him, and he said, no, I don't want all this gold coin, this and that. He said, no, it doesn't matter. We are sadhu, we don't have to eat all these things. You take all. And that night, they fed him nicely and took him away. And the help, the guidance of that innkeeper, he crossed that mountain range, and he saw one of them, and went far away, where the king cannot catch him with his men. And all these things happened here from this place. And the place you go, as Maharaj mentioned, 3 kilometers, if you have got time, I think you should go and see all those places. His courthouse where he used to stay, the jail, some place I saw last time I came, not very long, the construction going, time to time I have to come here to check out. And I saw some place they showed, there's underground also, maybe tunnel there used to run like that, they're covering that place. And I said, what thing actually? Remains of some of the palaces, mosque, thing, and the finance minister's office, that means one of the brothers. One was finance minister, David Kass, and Sakar Malik. There's a nice description there, how, where Mahaprabhu came. I showed some of you that the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood and Rupa Sanatana came to receive him, and thousands of people following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as chanting and dancing. And Rupa Sanatana fell flat giving obeisance, dandavat, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my heart breaks seeing you are so humble, your humility, both of you. Stand up, he embraced them. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, some time back, as you know, he came here also. And he built something there. And you'll find there is an tamalti. Actually, there's quite a few tamaltis here, which indicates a very auspicious place. And Rupa Sanatana. Then, king said, most probably Maharaj mentioned that, who is this person that so many thousands of people following him? Though I'm king, normally people not, I'm so popular even. Then, it must be some sort of almost like a god or something. But they didn't, he inquired from Rupa Sanatana, one of them, he said, he must be a great saint, the person. He didn't show that he's a god or something, he won't tell him, because he may not, I don't know how he will react and treat him. This is much I remember. Many other incidents took place. Actually, this place, devotees, time to time come and like this place very much. Many times we took prasad here backside. And we wish that devotees, ISKCON devotees will come. Here also Advaita Acharya came, Nityananda Babu came. The spots are there, just outside the gate. Little we go, one place is taken over by other people. It's difficult to find out, locate. But some place you can see where Nityananda sat down. And there is a dais, and little behind there, Advaita Acharya also came there, here, this place. The spots are still there.
This is also the birthplace of Sri Jiva Goswami, according to historical accounts. There are many histories here, exactly because where the house of Rupa and Sanatana were, mentioned here in some historical books. But we all come here because this is the deity worshipped by them. And this is where Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are. So right now the prasadam is ready. So I think everyone should take prasad and we can regroup again. Please go to the back, go to the right side here, where Bhadracharu is pointing, and take your positions.